The policies of the Federal Reserve make their way to the front lines of the U.S. economy, where the rubber hits the road.
It's a job to die for. The return of Ice Road Truckers.
The U.S. economy isn't as icy as it has been. This morning, we'll dispense with economists for just a moment and peer through the windshield of a trucker on the road in Wyoming.
A view of quantitative easing, Ben Bernanke, and $600 billion of printed money from our own 18-wheel economic indicator.
Breaker 1-9-10-4. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, November 8th. You do that Breaker 1-9 bit pretty well there.
Do I? Yeah. I was actually a dispatcher for a glass company.
Nice. There we go.
It's got a little bit of my background there. Let's get a check into the morning's top news, which has nothing to do with glass or dispatching. The leaders of the world's two largest democracies meet this morning in New Delhi. Speaking this morning alongside Indian Prime Minister Singh, President Obama called India a world power.
I believe that the partnership between the United States and India will be one of the defining partnerships of the 21st century.
The president says he and Prime Minister Singh have reached deals on a wide range of issues, including nuclear security, green energy, health, and trade.
I cannot remember an occasion when we have agreed to so many new partnerships across so many areas as we have during my visit.
President says he wants to see India and Pakistan settle their dispute over Kashmir, but he can't force them.
I've indicated to Prime Minister Singh that we are happy to play any role that the parties think is appropriate in reducing these tensions.
He also talked about a touchy subject for many Americans, jobs that are being outsourced to India.
When they ask me, well, why are you spending time with India? Aren't they taking our jobs? I want to be able to say, actually, you know what? They just created 50,000 jobs, and that's why we shouldn't be resorting to protectionist measures.
Later this hour, President Obama will address the Indian Parliament. He's expected to touch on India's bid for a permanent U.N. Security Council seat.
To Haiti now, the river that's been the source of that cholera epidemic is expected to overflow today. The water is knee-high in several cities across the island following heavy rains from Hurricane Tomas. Many mountain towns are still cut off by flooded roads and landslides. Aid worker Rachel Swift describes the damage in the city of Laogan to our partner, the BBC.
There's definitely going to be a risk of spread of disease. Sanitation conditions are very poor. I know that 15 of the camps here in Laogan have flooded.
Health officials in Laogan say more than 500 people have died from the cholera outbreak and 7,400 are infected nationwide. They're worried the number will rise in the coming days. Federal judge will hear arguments today on whether the U.S. can use lethal force against its citizens, in particular that radical Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. The ACLU is challenging the government's right to target U.S. citizens, even if they've joined a terrorist group. And in Iraq, all of the country's main political leaders are meeting face-to-face this morning for the first time since the March indecisive election. They're hoping to break Iraq's political deadlock. Let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,444. The S&P opens at 1,225. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,578. Coming up, what characters and storylines were missing from your childhood novels? Did you see yourself in the books you were asked to read or could find at the library? Later in the hour, why African-American heroines are in short supply in today's children's books and how two authors took matters into their own hands.
In a fantastic way, actually. We're going to talk about that. You know, there aren't any opera singers become radio hosts in books. That's missing.
That's a genre that you should start,
actually.
It's a whole
gaping hole in a children's lit. Anyway, we've been talking about quantitative easing ever since we heard about the plan from the Fed to kind of speed up economic recovery. $600 billion. How is it going to affect you? We'll talk about that in a moment.